has to use his kolchos and his talents that Hashem gave him in order to serve Hashem. And we learned the tragic story of Navot, who failed to sing with the beautiful voice that Hashem gave him, and it cost him his life. And we learned how important it is for a person to embrace the kolchos that he's been given and to use that to give kavod to the creator of the world. Okay, top of page Ayin Beis is very interesting. The paragraph begins, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. Right? We know that there's more than one path in Avodas Hashem. We know that even in Halacha, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim, that opposite positions like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel can both be right. Obviously, in this world, you have to act in one way or another way. Right? But every idea, every suggestion of a tzaddik, even if it's not practiced, has truth to it. And therefore, different tzaddikim led their lives in very different ways. That's what we're about to see. The Gemara in Erevin tells us, Amri Leila Rabbi Zera, Mechadadin Shmaitacha. They once said to Rabbi Zera, you teach with such clarity. Your Torah knowledge is perfect, crystal clear. Amri Leila, he said to them, you know why? Diyamama Ninhu. What does that mean? Parentheses. Sha'asak B'Torah Bayom. How did I get good at Torah? I learned a lot during the day. Okay. What'd you do at night? I don't know. I slept. Okay. Amr le brate, Rav Chista's daughter said to him, Lo bai mar meinam purta. Rav Chista's daughter said to him, wouldn't it be fitting for the master to sleep a little? Lo tzarech ma lishon ma'at. Doesn't. Said to her father, Dad, don't you need to rest a little? Amr la, osi yoma da'ariche. Long days are coming. Vikatine v'ninum tuva. We'll have the opportunity to sleep plenty. Umefarish Rashi, Yamim Shu Bakever, Arach Lishon, Vikatan Lasok, Bitorah Uvimitzos. Days are coming which are long and short, right? And I'll be able to sleep plenty. What does that mean? The days are coming where I'll have a lot of time to sleep because I'll be dead, and the time will be short in terms of the opportunities to do Torah and Mitzvos. So I gotta stay up all night learning. Right, so already I have two different approaches. Rabbi Zeira said I was proficient in learning because I learned a lot during the day, probably slept at night. While Rav Chista, on the other hand, stayed up very late at night learning Torah, and his daughter couldn't convince him to take a little rest. Od Sham, another Gemara there. Am Rav Yehuda, Lo Ivri Lelya, El Lashinsa. The night was created for sleeping. Am Rav Yishon Ben Lakish, Lo Ivri Sira, El Lagirsa. God made a moon so you could stay up late at night learning by the light of the moon. So which is it? Is it better to learn by day and sleep at night? Is it better to stay up really late at night learning Torah? And maybe go to a later minyan? And you know what the answer is? Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. You have to do what works for you. For some people, staying up night means sleeping through minyan the next day. Well, that's a bad call. That's the Yitzhahara trying to convince you to be extreme in one area and to fail in another area. So that's a bad call. It's a bad idea. Right? But some tzaddikim had one derech, some tzaddikim had a different derech. Hine kol divrei ha'amoraim ha'kadoshim emes hema. All of these different paths, of these different amoraim, they're all true. Ve'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. And all of them are holy. But rather, each person used his abilities in accordance with his temperament, his makeup, the way that he was. So therefore, one person would sleep at night so he could be awake during the day and learn a lot of Torah. One person, right, would stay awake at night. And that's when he did most of his learning. And again, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. Let's jump to the third paragraph. Va'ayin b'sefer notzer chesed. Isn't that unbelievable? Notzer chesed was the sefer we learned yesterday in the Purim Shir from the Rebbe of Kamarna. We never heard of it till yesterday, and now we have it back to back in two totally different svarim. I think that's very interesting. I didn't plan that. Amazing, no? That the Rebbe of Kamarna, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, which we happened to just learn yesterday in a Purim Shir, is exactly up to this page in Lekhet Amarim. No one else thinks that's interesting, that Hashem is a presence in our Shir? I don't know. Makes me feel good. Okay. So in the Notzer Chesed from the Rebbe of Kamarna, he quotes from Rabbeinu HaKadosh Milublin. Who's Rabbeinu HaKadosh Milublin? The Chose of Lublin, the Seer of Lublin. The Chose of Lublin had many, many Talmidim who became very great rabbis themselves. The Chose of Lublin explained, She'ein tzaddik, look at these words, She'ein tzaddik do melechavero. No two tzaddikim are alike. It's true. You meet tzaddikim, they're so different. Right? And they're so unique, each one with their own style. Ein tzaddik doma lechavero. Ve'ein bria doma lechaverta. And nothing in creation No two snowflakes are alike. Certainly no two people are alike. Zadarko lilmod beikar bizarro uvesodos haTorah. For one person, his primary limud is Zohar, the secrets of Torah. It doesn't mean he doesn't learn halacha, doesn't learn Navi. It just means that's, he feels drawn to that. That's his main limud. Uvam choshka nafsho. And that's what his soul desires. Uvezeh, and this other one, beikar begemaru poskim. This other person, right, does 7 blat a day and finishes shas every year. Or 8 blat a day, 7.5 blat, whatever it is. Yeah, so some people are drawn to one thing, some people are drawn to another thing. And would you say that one of them is not a tzaddik and one is? They're both tzaddikim. But they're totally different. How could that be? The answer is, as Jews, we believe that elu ve'elu devei Elokim chayim, that there's different ways to serve God. V'zeh beprishus mibnei adam uveshmiras hadibur biyoser. The Kotzke Rebbe, Lamashal, locked himself away for the last 20 years of his life. Some people separate from people, talk very little. Uva tana lahazir shekol echad yelo teferes mimaisav she'ochez as darko mibli lahanicho. And what the Tana is telling us here, again in this Mishnah Pirkei Avos that he's commenting on, is that each person has his own derech in Avodas Hashem. Kizeh sharsho v'tikuno. Some tzaddikim don't interact with people. Some tzaddikim will stand in line for hours and give you dollars if you line up. There's all sorts of different types of tzaddikim. Some tzaddikim, right, don't reveal at all that they learn the Zohar and hidden works of Torah. Other tzaddikim, it's very obvious that that's all they do all day. Walk into their study and it's just piles of, you know, Kisvei Arizal, etc. Right? So there's different types of tzaddikim. Some are more private, some are more outgoing. Again, many different hanhagas, and all of these have a place in Avodas Hashem. V'ayin shom asher v'farish es divrei haTana. And look over there how he explains the words of the Tana in a different Mishnah. Tiferes lo min ha'adam. That what is the path that a person should choose? Tiferes lo min ha'adam. Shanhaga ha'kedoisha shel chaveiro. Gam tia tiferes be'inav. Tiferes lo min ha'adam. Tiferes lo se'a. The Mishnah says, a person should choose a path that's pleasing for the one who does it. And also, tiferes lo min ha'adam. So, Rav Yaakov Meir Shachter is saying, tiferes lo min ha'adam means that I feel a sense of pride when I see an Adam, a person, who's completely different than me. Tiferes lo, I get hana when I see that you're a good Jew. It's not a competition. You serve Hashem your way, I'll serve Hashem my way, and we'll both be great. Tiferes lo, I get tiferes, a source of pride for me, min ha'adam. When I see someone else davening, and davening well, I feel good. That's good for our team. He's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. Bottom paragraph. Ulov de lemaisa. So after telling you about this and trying to drill it into our heads for so long, right? We've been working on this theme for quite a while now. Hadavar baru lelo kol safik. It should be perfectly clear to us without any safik. Like we learned yesterday, safik is gematria malik. Vadai shemalik. Be strong, be clear. Without any doubt, we should know. Sha'ad shemis bareres la'adam b'siyata d'shmaya. Darko hamyuchades lo. That until a person figures out exactly what his path is, what his unique path is, if he doesn't yet know how to identify his particular path, so how should he serve Hashem? I don't know. Am I supposed to do Zohar all day or am I supposed to learn Gemara all day? I don't know. Right, obviously a balance of the two. But how do I know what to learn? So how do I know what to do? How do I figure out my avoda in this world? Which we still haven't had that shir on. Of how a person tries to figure out their tafkin. Tzarech liznai kepashto demas nisin. Until you have a specific thing figured out, you should follow the simple advice of this Mishnah. Turn the page. You should choose a path that, again, is tiferes for you and tiferes for others. As the Bartanura explains, you should choose a path that's good for you and good for others, and that's what we call the middle path. Don't distance yourself too much from people and don't be too much attached to people. Be normal. If you're a big tzaddik like the Kotzke Rebbe and you know that your derech is to lock yourself up for the last 20 years of your life, kim'at, barely interacting with anyone, if that's your thing, if you know that's your thing, then go for it. And if you know that you're supposed to be someone who spends his whole life chasing around after other people, trying to interact with them and inspire them, then go for it. If you don't know exactly what your tafkid is, so be balanced. It should be good for you, it should be good for others. Strike that balance. V'zeh klal gadol l'doreinu zeh. So listen to what he writes here. It's amazing. Ayin Gimel, the big paragraph. V'zeh klal gadol l'doreinu zeh. This is an important rule for our generation. Bidur sheha'irbuvya gadola v'raba ad l'mod. a generation where the confusion and the intermingling, the irbuvia, everything mixed up is very great. V'gam erev rav ala yitanu. Right? There's an erev rav, a mixed multitude. We're all a mixed multitude. Every one of us is a mixed multitude. You know, most of us probably don't have a true sense of our true family minhagim. Right? And most of us don't have a true sense of specific, derech and avodas Hashem. We're figuring it out. Everyone in this room is trying to figure it out. Should I be more like this? Should I be less like this? Should I do this? Should I do that? Pnimius and chitonius. We're all trying to figure it out. And there's an erev rav. There's a big bilbul. Yeah? Bechlal of a prat. More universally and more specifically. And there's all sorts of bilbulim, all sorts of, again, confusion and doubts that escort us upon every step that we take in this world. On every corner, on every side, we're surrounded by a sense of feeling lost. So how does a person actualize his potential if he feels lost? We don't have a Navi to tell us do this or don't do this. And we all undergo things, spiritual things, physical things. We don't know how to assess them. We don't know what's going on. There's very few who know exactly where they stand in the world. And what their specific mission in this world is. Most of us don't have a sense. Don't have a clue. And therefore, he says, Lachain, he says it's incumbent upon us, Lischazek b'tmimus b'lima Torah avodas ha-tfila, uv'yiras ha-cheit uv'kiyam ha-mitzvos elu, shebein adam l'makom ve'elu shebein adam l'chavero. And therefore, we need to do a nice mix. We can't be extreme in anything. Like Rav Weinberger was saying the other day, a person has to have normal. Don't make up these new hanhagos. Right? Especially if you don't really know what you're doing. If you're a big tzaddik, you know a specific avoda that you want to do. It's a little strange to people, but you know what you're doing. That's fine. Right? But for most of us, since we're confused, we have to try to strike a balance of Torah and tefillah and bein adam l'chavero and bein adam l'makom and try to do a little bit of everything. And hopefully, over time, we'll come to a clarity in our life and what we're trying to accomplish. We'll use atar b'midos tovos to develop our character traits. Klomer lasos es kol ma sheyuchal b'dvarim habrurim u'mevurarim lo heitiv. To do all the good things that we know are good things, ulischazik lamura amado, and to be able to maintain one's place in the world, not to get lost, velolis babel miza, sheino makira dainis makoma meduyak, and not to be overwhelmed by the fact that you don't know precisely where my place is in the world. You see a tzaddik, you say, wow, that's tzaddik. He has his schedule, his avoda, it's perfect, it's precise, he knows exactly what he's trying to do. I don't know what I'm trying to do. And I feel overwhelmed by that. So says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, don't feel overwhelmed by that. Just do what you can do. Keep trying to do. Get a nice mix of things, of good things, that are all good things. Right? And don't be overwhelmed by the fact that you don't know precisely your place yet in the world. And the one who knows all the secrets hasn't yet revealed to you what exactly your tikkun is. It's okay. And then look what he says. And it'll resonate with us from the Purim piece yesterday. Uvizchus kiyem havadaos. Ya'ir lanu esasvekos. By clinging to that which is vadai, it's vadai good to daven, it's vadai good to learn, it's vadai good to be a mensch, it's vadai good to balance your bein adam l'makom and your bein adam l'chavero. Those are all vadai. So if you do all that, you won't feel that your life is such a suffix. When you stand on the sidelines trying to figure out your life before you commit to doing anything, then you're going to feel agitated, you're going to feel confused. If you just say, I'm going to be a pashut yid, I'm going to do good things. And I'm going to do more good things. I'm going to do more good things. Over time, you won't have so much self-doubt about what's my point, what's my mission in this world, what's my unique thing in this world. Your thing in this world is that you did a lot of mitzvahs. And hopefully over time, you'll figure out what your mamish, your unique thing in the world is. But don't stress out with that. V'gam ad oz. Ad shetisbaher darcho ha-amitis ha-miyuchet eslo. Until you come to that clarity of your path. Maybe your avoda is a little Mishnah, a little Gemara, a little Shabbos, a little kosher, a little. Right, maybe it's doing each mitzvah in a pasha way. Maybe that is your avoda. Maybe your avoda is to serve Hashem amidst the confusion. You're waiting for the perfect moment to get involved. I want to know exactly what to do and exactly how to do. Just do. Serve God amidst all the confusion. Well, you think you're going to have more yeshiva das when you get married and have a job than you have right now? You know, maybe when I retire, then I'll sit and I'll be able to learn. I can't concentrate on Gemara now. You expect me to get down the shakla v'tar and daf lamed and mizach hasuk? It's hard. All right, I don't have the headspace for it now. So when, let me ask you, so when are you going to have the headspace for it? Mizach hasuk daf lamed. Right, let's assume that that's a Jewish value. Mizach hasuk daf lamed. Yeah? When are you going to have the headspace for it, if not now? So you have to find a way, amidst all the bilbul, which is what life is in this world, to do it. And maybe that's your mission, he says. Don't try to compare yourself to the tzaddik who has a very precise mission in this world. And you feel, I'm so mububal. Maybe that's your mission, to serve Hashem amidst the bilbul. Maybe that's your avodah. Look how he ends the paragraph. He quotes an amazing teaching from the Kusker, and he quotes it in many of his svarim. I think he quotes this in the first volume of Lekut Amarim also, for sure in other svarim as well. He likes this vart a lot, and it's very true for our generation. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? He quotes from the Rebbe of Kutsk, three lines from the end of the paragraph. May Arava Kadosh Mikotsk, Zuchuso Yagen Aleinu, on the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos. Al Tomar, Likeshefne Eshne, Shema Lotipane. Don't say, Al Tomar, don't say, when Efne, when I'm Panoi, when I'm free, when I'm available, then Eshne, then I'll learn Torah. Because Shema Lotipane. Because maybe you'll never be free. Maybe you'll never have the free time. And that's the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Don't say, when I have time to learn, then I'll learn. Why? Because Shema Lo Tipana. Because you'll never have the time. You always push it off. The Kutsk Rebbe, the holy Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutsk, said a different Pshat. Shmulechem. Said a different Pshat. Kutsk said, Al Tomer, don't say that when I have time to learn, then I'll learn. Because Shema, perhaps, the learning that I do when my mind is all over the place, right? Shema, maybe what Hashem desires is lo tipana. Maybe Hashem desires your learning when lo tipana. You're trying to create the perfect scenario where I can sit back with a nice cup of coffee and the weather's just right and everything's perfect. I don't have any other concerns. And I have the time and the space and to learn with concentration for a long period of time. But what's the point of hopping a Mishnah on a bus ride to work? And the answer is this Mishnah. Don't say that when you have free time, your learning will be better. Because Shema, perhaps what Hashem desires from you, says the Kutzker, is lo tipana. Maybe Hashem likes your broken mishnayos or your tikkun klali on a subway more than he likes you standing by Rabbi Nachman's, tzion and saying tikkun klali. Maybe that's better. It's much more bububal. It's for sure you're more all over the place. Hashem says, wow, look at that. He doesn't only serve me when it's convenient. When it's super inconvenient on a crowded subway and you're staying there with your little pocket mishnayos trying to just chop a word of Torah in your day so you can stay from at your office, Shema lo tipana, maybe Hashem likes that better. It's a deeper pshat in the Mishnah, much deeper pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah?
Would you be comfortable?
No one's trying to anything. No one's trying to get into bilbul. The reality is we live in a world where our brains are scattered. And our lives are spread out. And we don't have that sense of unity internally or even externally. We're overwhelmed. You're right. Of course. Who wouldn't want the opportunity to sit and learn in a comfortable environment and have all the free time in the world? That's great. And if you're Zohar to that, Gevaldik. Of course Hashem loves that. But there's something that Hashem loves about a Jew who continues to try to serve him, right? Even if he doesn't have a specific avodah, he says, this is my tikkun in this world. He doesn't know what his tikkun in this world is. He's doing a little of everything to try to figure out that hopefully, if he pushes all the buttons, one of them will light up and bring Kvod Shemayim. So, of course, there's no question, we would all love to have the free time to do it, in a comfortable way. Halavai, you should be zocha to that. But the reality for 99% of us is that we're not going to have the Yishuv Adas. You're not going to have more Yishuv Adas at any point in your life than you have right now. It's only going to get more mububal. In a holy way, in a good way. God willing, you'll get married, and God willing, you'll have children, and God willing, you'll have a family, and God willing, you'll have a job, and God willing, you'll have a community, and you'll have a lot of responsibilities. So your life's only going to get more demanding, and your time is going to become more demanding. Okay, Shema lo tipana. Maybe Hashem wants it that way. Maybe that's where Hashem wants you to achieve in this world. Okay, the bottom paragraph. He quotes an amazing piece from the Likutei Halachos from Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Nassim, the Talmud of Rabbi Nachman, tells us in Likutei Halachos, in the section on Shomer Sachar, in Choshen Mishpat, he says, "Kamo sheherich Rabbeinu Zal lisaper lahaflig bigodel hachilukim bein atzadikim hagedolim shayusomchem bizmanenu shekulam heim mitalmide habal shemto v'amagid zechitzad v'kadosh levracha v'hayashalom gadol b'neim. He says, if you think about the tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachman says, in our times, early Chassidus, right? All Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov or the Maggid of Mizrich, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Yeah? Every one of them is totally different. Each one of them is a very different derech in Avodas Hashem, and yet there's tremendous shalom between them. Now, shalom doesn't always express itself on the surface. Rabbi Nachman had many of his own opponents amongst different tzaddikim, right? But he says there's a deep sense of shalom amongst all the tzaddikim. And yet each one of them has a totally different derech of serving Hashem. Al Medina, turn the page. Vidarish Barabim. One of them travels around and he goes from town to town preaching and teaching and sharing. And this one sits at home and Mamish never leaves. The tzaddik who never leaves his court. Vizeherich Ma'ud Bitvila. This tzaddik comes before the tzibur. He leads the davening. He davens for a long time. It's loud. There's bechiyos, crying and screaming. And this tzaddik doesn't even daven with a minion. He davens in a whisper, in the privacy of his own room. This one's busy giving tzedakah, and this one's busy redeeming captives. Right? And this one's busy learning Torah. And they all are Talmidim of the same Rebbe. So how is that possible? How does one Rebbe produce so many outstanding people, which we'd all agree to, and yet surprisingly they're all so different? Because that's a sign of a good Rebbe and a good Talmud. A sign of a good Rebbe and a good Talmud is that the Talmud maximizes his potential to become a tzaddik, and he doesn't become a miniature version of his Rebbe. He's yonek from the source of his Rebbe. He draws from his Rebbe. But he's able to develop himself. It's not possible for everyone to be the same. Each tzaddik serves Hashem according to the root of his soul. And that's what gives Hashem the greatest joy. Let me ask you, do you like the same thing over and over and over and over again? I give you your favorite meal, but I serve it to you 100 days in a row. You still like it after 100 days? Be nauseous. You won't even want to eat. You'll be rather fast. Is fasting more pleasurable than eating that meal again? Why? It's your favorite meal. The answer is that people enjoy variety. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol also enjoys variety. Hashem says, I don't want the same thing over and over and over again. I want each Jew to be himself, to be true to himself. That each Yid should be able to give shashuav, to give pleasure to Hashem, to give Hashem a present that he should delight in. Sheyesh lo tzadikim v'ksherim harbe ba'olam. Shekol echad ve'echad osa lo nachas ruach v'tanug v'shashua miyuchad. Masha'in b'chaver. And each Jew is able to, again, to achieve his own thing, which is not found by someone else. Shezeh b'chinas Yisrael asher b'cha espire. This is what it means when the Pasuk says, Jewish people, asher b'cha, with each of you, I rejoice and I find delight. Shem klulem migvanin segiyin, that they're made up of many colors. God doesn't make two of the same. Rather, each person has his own derech, mamish his own derech in avodas Hashem, in accordance with the ratzon ha'elyon. The Medrash again tells us on the pasuk, yeah.
Right. Very quietly. So the Maggid was davening, he was just like starting yelling, and like nobody else could like concentrate. Like he was screaming. So the Bashant told the Maggid, go into that room.
In the room, yeah.
He was davening over there and close the door.
Huh.
And that was like the Maggid's room. You know?
So some tzaddikim need their space to daven, some tzaddikim need a tzibur. Yeah. Interesting. The Medrash says the Yalkut Shemoni. Let's do one more paragraph. So we got to save some time for. I thought we'd finish the piece, but it's too much. So let's just finish to the end of the paragraph. Umefurashu bechazal b'Yalkut Shemoni. On the pasuk vayoches tzadik darko, vayoches tzadik darko. Shekol atzadikim tafsu umnasam. Each tzadik is tofes, right? He's oches. He grabs on to what? Umnasam. What's an umnas? could be a trade, a profession. It could also be a lashon of something artistic, exactly. Umefarid sham, Yaakov is the midah of emes. Yosef is chasidus. Moshe is distinguished for his humility, anava. Aaron, what was Aaron known for? Oev shalom v'rodev shalom. Right, ayin sham. The Medrash says each of these tzaddikim had a different derech. V'ayin b'sefer pri ha'aretz, b'igros ha'kodesh, from Rav Avram Kalisker, v'kavanas dvarav hi, shekol tzaddik kolul mikol amidos ha'kadoshos. When you say that Yosef at tzaddik was chasidus, and Moshe was anava, what, so Yosef wasn't humility? Yosef didn't have any humility? What we're saying is that everyone is made up of a lot of different things. Of course the tzaddikim have humility, and the tzaddikim have chasidus, and the tzaddikim have emes, and the tzaddikim have shalom, they have all the midos. But each one, says Rav Avram Kalisker in a letter, had a particular midah which he focused on. He felt, this is my thing. And therefore he developed that midah. V'chein kol midah kedosha klula mikol ha-midos ha-kedoshos. And every midah is made up of all the other midos. Baram, however, kol tzadik nechaz b'midah ha-kedosha shebesharsho, v'shar kol ha-midos nigraros, are drawn after, v'nechlalos bo al yedei ha-midah zu. Each tzaddik grabs onto his midah, and through that midah, he's able to what? He's able to attach himself to all the other midos. There's a line that some people say before they perform a mitzvah, as part of the l'shem yichud. Right? We say it by putting on tefillin. It says that we're going to be mekayim this mitzvah, and the taryag mitzvos, and the 613 mitzvos, that are tluyim ba, that are dependent upon it. The 613 mitzvos that are dependent upon this mitzvah. So I'm putting on my talis. And the 613 mitzvot depend upon my talis. I'm putting on my tefillin. The 613 mitzvot depend upon my tefillin. I'm eating matzah. And the 613 mitzvot are dependent upon my matzah. What does that mean? So Rav Gedalia Shor explained. Rav Gedalia Shor explained that what it means is that, again, every mitzvah has its thing. So Parah Aduma is the ultimate chok. It's the ultimate mitzvah we don't understand. Do we understand shatness? We don't understand shatness. But Parah Aduma is the biggest chok. Every mitzvah is an element of chok. Don't kill someone. Does not killing another human being make sense to you? So you're going to say, of course it does. But the even don't kill has an element of chok to it. We don't fully understand it. Even the most rational mitzvahs that we would create in our own societies without a Torah. Right? There's an element that's beyond. Parah Aduma is completely beyond. We don't understand anything about it. So every mitzvah has its main thing, and it has all the other, a little piece from all the other mitzvahs. So he says, for example, matzah teaches us zrizos. Matzah teaches us zrizos. Yeah? What does zrizos mean? Zrizos means doing things with alacrity, with speed. Yeah? We make the matzah very quickly, 18 minutes. So does that mean that when I do other mitzvahs, I should be slow? No, every mitzvah has an element of zrizos. Matzah is the king of zrizos. Just like Parah Aduma is the king of chok, of mitzvahs we don't understand. And Taryag Mitzvos Tluyim Ba means that all 613 mitzvos are dependent or connected in some way to this one mitzvah. So that's what he's explaining here with Tzaddikim. That's Rav Gedalia. So you have to understand that every tzaddik has his main focus, just like every mitzvah has its main message, its main lesson. That doesn't mean that the mitzvah doesn't have elements of other midos. Moshe is most known for what? Being out of Mikol Adam. Moshe had chasidus, Moshe had the mid of shalom, Moshe had the mid of emes, Moshe emes, and Sarasso emes, right? But if I had to pick one thing, says the Medrash says Moshe is known for his humility. All the other midos came along. We're nigraros, we're drawn after, literally dragged. We're dragged along. Because if you maximize your potential in one area, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you all the other things for free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws in all these other things. But again, if we don't know what exactly our avod is, what we learned today is that if you don't know exactly what your thing is, so then you need to do a mix. Torah, tefillah, tzedakah. Don't spend your whole life, I'm all about tzedakah. Unless you know that your neshama is all about tzedakah, then don't make yourself all about tzedakah. Right? Unless you know you're not meant to learn Gemara, the pashtus is that a yid is meant to learn Gemara. Every Jew has to learn Gemara. Gemara is not my thing. Make it your thing. It's too bad. It's not a choice. If you become such a tzaddik, right, that you've been through all of Shas, and you feel like I only need to learn a little bit of Gemara every day, and most of my time is spent learning, Tanakh or Zohar, or Kisvei Arizal, so fine, that's your avoda. But again, a person has to be a balance of things, and to realize that when I'm all mibubal, when I'm doing all these different things, and I feel like I'm not doing enough of anything, because this tzaddik does a lot of this one thing, When you feel like you haven't done enough of everything, realize maybe that's how Hashem wants you to serve Him. Maybe dafka, your avoda at the end of time, is to do a little bit of everything. I'll end with this. The Chafetz Chaim once said that the period before the coming of Mashiach is going to be like Erev Shabbos. Mashiach is Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Right, we're longing for the world. Shabbos that we have today is a taste of Olam Haba, the taste of the world to come. We're longing for Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Yeah? And therefore, the period right before Mashiach is Erev Shabbos. So the Chafetz Chaim said, what does Erev Shabbos look like? What does Erev Shabbos in our homes look like? Erev Shabbos, you're busy doing a little of everything. Trying to take care of a last minute of this, a last minute of that. You're running around doing a little of this, little of that. So the Chafetz Chaim said, that's the period in which we're living. We're living in a time period where we're doing a little of this, a little of that. We're running around. We're trying to finish up the last pieces. Maybe that's our avodah. Maybe we don't have to be like those tzaddikim who were known, this was his thing. Rav Chaim of Chernovitz, Shabbos was his thing. So maybe I have to be like crazy about Shabbos, like Rav Chaim of Chernovitz, the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Or maybe not. Maybe you have to just enjoy Shabbos the way you'd enjoy Shabbos, with a little more pashtus. And maybe that gives greater honor to Hashem than you trying to imitate some tzaddik and not being true to yourself. Okay? So that's the avodah. I'm hoping we'd finish the piece, but I guess we'll, Mirtz Hashem, we'll finish the piece on Monday. Good?